good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, calling in from Colorado tonight, and happy Purium payday. 64 times a year we pay you if you're working 52 weekly pay periods plus 12 monthly pay periods. Monthly pay just got deposited directly into your account, and if you're in the United States, at absolutely no charge. So congratulations. Thanks so much for joining us here. Want to make a handful of announcements, and then we'll get into our training tonight. You know, the main story is definitely our fall road trip. We had over 1,000 people on tour number one. In fact, we're wrapping up tour number one tonight in Austin, Texas, and then we're about to hit the road for tour number two and tour number three. Amy Venner's going west. I'm going to the Midwest. I know I'll be in Detroit, Michigan tomorrow night. I know we've got Seattle, I believe, happening tonight. We got San Francisco tomorrow night for Amy. So check your igniteroadtrip.com schedule. I'm going to also be in Madison, Wisconsin, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm going to be in Chicago, Illinois. So chances are that you know somebody in one of those cities. I'd love to see them. And I know that Amy would love to see people. She's going to be driving up the coast, or I guess down the coast, I should say, as her trip goes from Seattle to San Francisco to Paso Robles, California to Long Beach. And then we're going to be doing a meeting in Eugene, Oregon, and in San Fernando Valley, California. Amy's going to be there in Carlsbad, California. We're actually going to be pulling out the Purium Party trailer as well. It's going to make its first appearance in San Francisco and be part of that road trip up the or down the coast. So lots happening in California, lots happening all across the United States. And before I get into the training here tonight, one of the people that's helping to make it happen, she's a field advisory board member, helped us to put together this Ignite road trip tour and definitely making things happen, especially in California. She's a Crown. Her name is Pialani Schneider, originally from Hawaii, but now in California. And P, I know that you've been doing these calling parties, and I heard about it. I actually saw some photos on Facebook. I thought it looked fun, looked cool, and I know it's been effective for you and your team. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about calling parties?
Hi, Dave. Yeah, I was just trying to get the creative juices going, and I really wanted to find a way to pull the team together, too, while we had this epic timeliness of Purium and set a little glue while working on promoting for the Ignite Tour. So my idea was to take action as one team to encourage and motivate and inspire each other. And the team really rallied and met on a Saturday morning. I pulled a couple products from my shelves and started a little contest. And the contest was when they made the connection. And sorry, I have a dog. I'm here. So the basic thing was when they got somebody registered, they would actually get their email, and that way they would register for them, and then their friend would get the confirmation email too. So the contest had two winners. The first person to register was someone that got the very first registration and then the highest one. And it was all about taking action. And that lesson presented itself right at the beginning, because the one thing that, you know, so many of us try to avoid is the actual key to actually overcoming the fear, which is taking action. And it sounds so obvious, but, you know, how many of us actually have wanted to do something but felt afraid and then spent more time thinking and talking about it than actually taking the action? And that's exactly what happened. It took this team 25 minutes to make the first call, and many members were speaking their fears out loud. So they say things like, well, what if they say this, and I need to write out the script, and what should I say, and not knowing that this idea of an amateur, quote-unquote, calling party could fail in an epic way, I actually for a minute even froze in my place with worry. But what happened after that was nothing short of amazing. After about 25 minutes of speaking fear, some members got impatient and said, let's just call already. And then once people started calling and making the calls, the first was uncomfortable, then the second got easier, and by the time the hour and a half was over, they had collectively registered 10 people with over 16 connected calls and then leaving messages for close to 40. And that fear had disappeared. In fact, the one person that had the most fear carried on with the phone call about 2 hours after everyone had left. She was making more phone calls and registering people. It was the most amazing thing that I personally had witnessed. And this calling party was so successful and such a great learning curve for everybody. And so there was a lesson that led me to research a quote to describe what I firsthand experienced by Dale Carnegie. And he says, inaction breeds doubt and fear, and action breeds confidence and courage. So if you want to conquer fear, do not sit at home thinking about it. Just go and make it happen. Go and get busy. And that's what this group did for each other. And it was just, so we held another party on Monday night, and we're having another party tonight. You know, there's this timeliness of promoting for Ignite Tour, and it is now. And this team is taking action, so it's pretty cool.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, thanks for sharing so honestly and openly what happened, and I think that's a great segue into our training tonight, Feelani, and congratulations on getting 10 registrations your first calling party, 10 more registrations your next calling party, sharing it out on Facebook. I know people were joining on a Google Hangout. I know people were inspired to just make some calls even if they weren't part of the party, and so doing another one tonight. So, you know, every couple of nights, every 48 hours, enrolling 10 guests into this event structure, it's very, very powerful. And you know, one of the things that good entrepreneurs understand is the power of leverage. And we often talk about the power of leverage as it relates to the downline structure. You know, you enroll people, they get gift cards, they hand out their gift cards, they enroll people, et cetera, et cetera. And certainly that is the key and the core of our business model, is this idea of personal leverage. But also there's leverage in what the resources of the company and the resources of the leaders are doing for you. So by holding 47 events, paying for 47 hotel rooms, by shipping product to 47 locations, by having David Sandoval fly to 10 or 12 places, and Amy Venner go to 10 or 12 places, and for me to go to 10 or 12 places, and for our crowds to be going to all these locations and all these events, and you know, all of that is leverage, and all of that costs you $0.00. So all you got to do is pick up the phone. Who do you know in Chicago? Who do you know in San Francisco? Who do you know in Long Beach? Who do you know in these places? And that, you know, that leverage and the timing that we have right now is really, really powerful. So thanks for sharing that story. I thought it was really, really compelling and a great introduction into our training tonight, which is how to create a winning streak. It's by an author named Brandon Burchard. You know, I like to read a lot of business books, and I read his book, and I thought, wow, this is a really cool idea, because he takes something that I guess we kind of all understand the parts and pieces and puts it into a system. And I think that's so important for anybody who is trying to create success, is the more that you can systematize your activities, the more that you understand what step is next and what step is next and what step is next and what step is next, it gives you that opportunity, it empowers you to take that next step because you know where you're going. And so I want to walk through these 10 steps on how to create a winning streak, and some of it's very relevant to what Feelani was just sharing. And so the first step that Brendan Burchard talks about in creating a winning streak is hunger. That if you have the attitude, the desire, the focus, the commitment that you want to make a change, if you're hungry for change, and I love that tagline that we had on the shirts at convention for those of you who saw them, hungry for change. If you're hungry for change, then you have the opportunity to be successful. Just think about people who are successful. Are they hungry to be successful? The top people, it doesn't matter if it's football, it doesn't matter if it's tennis, it doesn't matter if it's acting or music or whatever, the top people had to work so hard, and people only work hard if they're hungry first and foremost. And that's the same thing, that same truth is for change for doing the transformation, for health and for wellness. You know, oftentimes it's those people that are at the end of their rope that have gotten a health scare. You know, those are the people that are most hungry and willing and open to making a change. Now, we want to catch people before they get to that point. Same thing on the business side. We want to catch people before they get to the point of desperation, but that they're hungry, that they're not satisfied with what they have now and what their life is like right now. So successful people are hungry people, and the deeper that you find that hunger, the clearer you are on what your why is, the more enthusiastic, the better your attitude, the higher your belief level, the willingness that you'll have to break through limiting beliefs. The second thing is ownership. The second step is ownership. It's ownership and accountability. It is the willingness to say, this is my life, this is my business, and I can succeed. It's beautiful that we've seen people succeed. It's beautiful that we know that the products work, that the gift card marketing system works, that we've heard of these stories of people joining the business, especially people without network marketing experience, without entrepreneur experience, that aren't nutritionists and that aren't, you know, chiropractors and health experts. These are just regular people who follow the system, and they have success. And it's great to know then that that success is possible, and that if you're willing to take ownership, not to be a victim, not to blame other people, but to say, you know what, I can pick up the phone tonight, I can make some invitations, I can have a healthy, happy hour. If you just figure out how you can do something, then you have an opportunity to succeed. The third step in this stairway to success, the third step in creating a winning streak is learning, is being open-minded, is being willing to take in new information, the willingness to listen. And one of the things that I love about the culture that we have with our top leaders is that so many of our top leaders continue to be coachable. You heard Pialani tonight. You know, she took a chance. She went out there. She tried this calling party. She'd never done it before. She wasn't sure how it was going to work. She got scared to the point where she thought, oh, this may be a giant failure, but you know what? She figured out that it did work, and that learning then, you know, that openness, that willingness to try new things or to listen to coaching, to understand, you know, how to do things better, all of those things. The willingness to read books, you know, you think you're a business expert, good for you, but you know what? There's other information that's out there that can help you to advance. So as long as you're constantly developing, you know, personal development, constantly figuring out how you can be a better communicator, how you can be more organized, how you can be a better promoter, you know, learn from everybody. There are opportunities out there every single day to be open-minded and to learn. So first is hunger. Second is ownership and accountability. Third is learning. The fourth is focus. Get clear on what you're going to do. Get clear on what you want. Get clear on what you don't want. Being able to prioritize and to be able to focus your activity on what's most important. And that's really been one of the things I've been learning a lot about. I read a book called The One Thing. I'm reading another book called Essentialism right now. It's all about this idea of focusing on the most important things. And if you focus on the most important things, then other things seemingly become unimportant because the success that you create make other things easier or simpler or go away. So Pialani says, you know what, we've got this 47-city tour going on right now. I'm going to gather some of my people. We're going to invite people. We're going to get new guests, new energy, new blood, new excitement. That is one of, if not the most important things going on in the business right now. How can I go ahead and make something happen and focus my energy on that activity? So after focus is initiative, or the word I like to use is action. That, you know, if you take all out massive action, and Pialani said it beautifully, it doesn't matter how much you theorize and how much philosophy and how much, you know, you think about things, you've got to turn it into activity. You got to pick up the phone, you got to have that healthy happy hour, you got to send out that text message, you got to, you know, hold that green drink out there and hold out that gift card and share it with somebody. Taking action, especially massive action, you know, that's what's going to make things really start to move for you, and especially with persistence. So it's not just action one time. It's not just action one day. It's action and initiative and consistency of action and consistency of initiative. So it's one thing to say, hey, there's 47 cities and I live near Denver, so I'm going to go promote for Denver. It's another thing to take action and say, you know what? Tomorrow is San Francisco and Detroit. Who do I know in San Francisco? Who do I know in Detroit? Who can I go out and find? It's that type of initiative and action that really can make some big things happen. I want to share a quick story about that because I think really when all is said and done, it may be the most important thing is the people who take action are the ones who are successful. People who don't take action are ones that are not successful. I was in charge of sales and marketing for another company a while back. In fact, it's such a long time ago that the tool that we launched was an audio tape. It wasn't a MP3, it wasn't a DVD, it was literally an audio tape. And we created these little purple cassettes. And at the time in the industry, people were selling audio tapes for $2-3 a piece. And we decided that we would co-op this audio tape that costs about 43 cents to make for 25 cents. So we were going to launch this 25-cent purple audio tape and take the industry by storm. And I went on stage and presented it, and we listened to it. It was a great audio tape. People were excited. And right after that, a guy came up to me. He was a professor from a school in Indiana. I remember it. And he came up to me, and he said, well, can we get a bigger discount if we order more? And why don't we create a mailing envelope so that we could specifically be fit in for this audio? And what if we created a flyer to go along with the audio? And is there a way that we could? And he had all these different ideas on top of what couldn't have been a simpler idea than just the 25-cent audio. And finally, this big, huge guy who was right next to him came up, you know, kind of almost pushed him out of the way, and I was glad he did because I was thinking, my goodness, I thought I made this as simple as possible. We got 25-cent audios, and he's got 12 other ideas as to what to do. And this big guy kind of pushed him out of the way and says, are you telling me these audios are 25 cents? I said, yeah. He said, you mean if I buy 1,000 of them, it's $250? And I said, yeah. He said, you mean if I buy 10,000 of them, it's only $2,500? I said, yeah. And he pulls out a wad of bills and starts unloading $100 bills, and I kind of just pointed him toward the desk where we were selling the audios. He lived in Las Vegas, and he handed out these audios on a street corner on the Vegas Strip, and he would only give somebody an audio if they would give him a business card. And he just stood out there all day. Well, guess what? Who was more successful? Was the professor who had 100 different ideas as different ways to do things but never take action, or the guy who stood on the Vegas Strip handing out 25-cent audio? Guess who had a bigger business? Guess who was making more money? Guess who took that $2,500 and turned it into a huge amount of money? It's the guy who took the action. So, again, to recap, hunger is first, ownership is second, learning is third, focus is fourth, initiative or action is fifth. The next thing is collaboration, and especially in our business, getting people involved is absolutely key. Piolani grabs some other people and has this calling party. You know, you create this community, you create this energy of your team, and when you collaborate, bigger things can happen. And in our business, that is so, so true. You can will your way to consultant. You can will your way to director. You can will your way to executive. It gets pretty hard to will your way to diamond. It's almost impossible to recruit your way to diamond, but it can be done. But once you get beyond that, you've got to collaborate. You've got to lead. You've got to work with other people. You've got to inspire other people, and that's really the key is to collaborate. The next step, the seventh step, is to be accessible, to reciprocate. And I love this about our culture and our community, is we have top leaders who are reciprocating. I'm watching Marina Simone and Sonia Magruder, you know, working both sides of the state of Florida. And, you know, Marina leads the Fort Lauderdale event, and Sonia comes over and brings her energy and her team, and then Marina comes across the state, and Sonia leads the Tampa event, and you know, but Marina's there to support and help, and you know, you see that kind of collaboration, but also accessibility, you know, reciprocation even across team lines, and that's what's really going to make us as an entire culture win. The ace thing is coaching. You know, once you have success, you've got to help other people become successful and follow in your footsteps to create consistent training about the system that got you to where you are. And again, this is so important, especially for our industry. The thing that's so unique about our industry is that you're as successful as the number of people that you help. You know, you are as successful as the number of people that you help become successful. So being a great coach is absolutely essential in creating a winning streak, not only in your life, but especially in your Purium business. The ninth is mastery. It's about delivering excellence. It's about continuing to practice. And it's not just practice, it's perfect practice that makes perfect. It's constantly working on how you tell your story. It's constantly working on how you use technology. It's constantly working on all the little things that can make you better and better and better and better and make your people better and better and better and better. So some people have natural gifts and natural skills as speakers. Others don't. And if you don't, you want to get your mastery up. You want to learn. You want to figure out how you can become better at that. So, you know, constantly smoothing off the rough edges of what, you know, is slowing you down, and constantly working on the things that make you fantastic. And then the tenth piece is gratitude. It's gratitude for your customers. It's gratitude for your members. It's gratitude for your mentors. It's gratitude for the company. It's gratitude in a way that you want to pay it forward for other people. So once you make it, you know, you want to share it. You want to help other people. And that's one of the things that's so beautiful about this business. If I could snap my finger and make you a crown, or make you a two-star, or three-star, or five, if I could help you to understand what it's like to be able to travel around and to be able to meet people who stop you and say, I can't believe that, you know, my life has changed. It's gotten so much better. I'm paying my bills. I can get my kids through school. You know, my waistline is shrinking. My heart is feeling stronger. You know, things are so much better. I can't believe the people that I met. You know, if I could snap my fingers and give you that experience, you would never, ever leave this industry, and you would share it with other people, that you would with gratitude. But the thing is that the key to success is to begin with the end in mind as well, and to have that gratitude right from the beginning, to have the gratitude for the people who are trying and reaching out and making those first phone calls, and, you know, Piolani's putting that product on the table and saying, hey, I appreciate you, you know, stretching your comfort zone and figuring out a way to be a little bit bigger and to try to get other people into this community. And so I'm gonna do a little something for you and show some gratitude about that. So, you know, there's so many ways that you can extend yourself and become successful. And, you know, I'm gonna recap all 10 real quick, which is hunger first. You know, it's finding that why. It's finding that enthusiasm. It's finding that desire. It's digging deep, getting clear about why you're doing this business and really wanting to change something and the belief in yourself that you can. The second is ownership. It's having accountability and knowing not only that the product is going to work and the company is going to work, but that you're going to work and that you are going to make something happen in your life. The third is learning, to take in new knowledge, to take in new information, to listen and be open-minded. The fourth is focus, is to prioritize. Once you get clear as to what you're supposed to do, follow that process and just keep on prioritizing in a way that, that helps you get and take that next step. And the fifth is initiative. It's action, all-out massive action. It's persistent action. It's consistent action. The sixth is collaboration. It's getting other people involved. It's sharing what you know and helping others along the way, training them. The seventh is accessibility. It's reciprocating for others, being a good member of our community. The eighth is coaching, you know, consistent training of the people, maybe even the people that you're not making money off of, people 5 and 6 and 10 and 15 levels down from you, that, you know, people are going to look up to you and you're the one who is going to set the good example. The next one is mastery. It's delivering excellence, constantly working on, you know, sharpening the saw and becoming a better person and becoming, you know, a better leader and becoming a better communicator and doing all the things that you need, learning more about health and wellness and nutrition. And the last is gratitude, is being thankful for who you are and where you are. No matter where you are in the process, as long as you're pointed in the right direction and you have the freedom, you know, which we have here, unlike any other place, we have the freedom to really explore what is possible. Take full advantage of that, because if you follow those steps, you follow those 10 steps all the way up to the level of gratitude, not only are you going to be successful financially, but you're going to be happy with the success that you created, that you're going to be proud of who you are and the name and the reputation that you have. And that's what success is about. It's not just about dollars and cents. It's about leaving a legacy, and it's about leaving the world a better place. And you can do that. You know, you have the opportunity to do that. It starts with why you're doing it and your willingness to take ownership of that process. So to do that with your health, do that with your business, do that with your life, follow those 10 steps, and don't let it unwind. And it all unwinds starting from the top down with a lack of gratitude. So, you know, constantly be, you know, sharing that gratitude with other people of wherever you're at and whatever happens and that's good in your life. And, you know, if you keep doing that, then whatever success you do have, you're going to continue to build off that success. But when you start to have that lack of gratitude and that greed, you know, that's the easiest and fastest way that the whole thing can unwind. So I hope you're taking steps forward in your life. I hope you're utilizing the leverage and power that we're putting in place for you. And I'm really looking forward to a fantastic 90-day run. We're off to a great, great start. And I want each and every one of you to decide, you know, what it is that you're looking for and follow those 10 steps. Brendon Burchard, great book, How to Create a Winning Streak. I hope you pick it up. And we will talk to you tomorrow night. I believe David Sandoval will be on the line. He's going to come back. He came back from Texas last night, and he should be back and ready to teach an important new subject. So take a look at your email blast and make sure that you have the information, and invite some guests on as well. You know, we Wednesday night calls, lots of people invite guests too. We talk about product information, and I hope that you have a fantastic night. And if you like this information, this call is recorded. It'll be in your back office shortly. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. I'll see you in Detroit tomorrow night and Madison, Wisconsin on Thursday night. Invite people. I'd love to meet your friends and contacts. Thanks, everybody. Bye now.